You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at Site Village London. I'm currently at the Humanware stand, joined by Andrew Flatros. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. Well, thank you for letting me be there.
So you've got some new products here on the stand. Can you tell us some of your new highlights you've got for the last few months?
Certainly. Well, we've certainly got a new software that's been pushed out over the last few months. Software through Braille display, software through our Monarch, which is our multi-line tactile display. In terms of new products, we have got an upcoming new product. I'll save to last, if that's okay. But in the meantime, what I'll do, I'll explain some of the displays that we have. So we have our Mantis QWERTY 40, predominantly a Braille display that will connect with your screen readers and iPhones. And of course, it has onboard applications, so you're able to use an editor, you're able to download books from libraries, and of course, you can transfer data to the device to an SD card. That's the Mantis Q40, a QWERTY keyboard input. We also then have a Brilliant BI X40, which very much similar in terms of applications, but a Braille keyboard. So you have a choice if you're a QWERTY user. The QWERTY 40, Mantis QWERTY 40 is a perfect tool. Or if you prefer to type in Braille, the Brilliant BI 40X would also make sense for you if you predominantly like to Braille in your writing. We then have a smaller version of the 40X called the 20X. Again, similar functions, connected to screen readers, onboard applications, but again, it's a 20-cell portable device. From that, we then have our Braille Note Touch Plus My First Note Taker. So, you may have heard the Braille Note Touch Plus. We have recently repositioned this as a My First Note Taker, and it's basically used for a learning tool. So it's ideally for someone who wants to get introduced to a first note taker, start writing Word documents, going into your emails if need be. But the idea is that it doesn't really utilize the applications, the third-party applications. Although you can, we're not pushing that because obviously it's on an outdated Android operating system, but it's great for Keysoft core functionality, a Braille editor, Victor Reader, word processor, and so forth. Coming after that then, of course, there'd be questions about, well, what's happening then to the Braille Note Touch Plus? We have been working on a new Braille Note, and the new Braille Note will be expected to be released early next year. That we have on show today is called the Braille Note Evolve, and this will be based on a Windows 11 Pro platform. Over the years, we've been hearing many talks about and feedback about Android's very limited, and it is. So we are now redefining what a note taker is, not giving you any limitations. That's what Android gave you. Now we're in the Windows environment, you have the freedom to do what you want and when you want. So you have access to all the Microsoft Store applications, you have access to Office 365. You can do a lot more functions on here than what you could have done with the previous Braille Notes. The twist is though, we have our NVDA or Keysoft powered by NVDA. So those that are used to the Braille Notes, predecessors of the Apex Braille Notes, there will be a flavor of that Keysoft feel. So don't be afraid, you don't need to install any screen readers, although you can. We have our onboard Keysoft powered by NVDA flavor that will make it a lot more easier and productive to use, not just through navigation, but also through applications such as Word, PowerPoint, Excel, through our own Humanware add-ons, to make using those apps more efficient and productive.
Can you share some highlights in your latest software updates? Are there any particular highlights, standout highlights?
So we do have one software update that's coming soon on the Brilliant Mantis. The highlights of that one, there's probably two highlights. So for the Brilliant BR 40X, we're finally allowing to use the microphone, believe it or not. So the microphone's been on the Brilliant BR 40X for 5 years since it's released, but it's never been active. So now we're actually introducing a key recorder, allowing you to make recordings and play them back. And the other piece is learning tables. So we're kind of changing some of the way that the Braille tables are structured. So we're going by languages, but then we've also introduced the Braille learning tables, like your Takeoff series, Mangold, Finger series, things like that. So we've added some small functionalities there as well amongst all of the Braille displays, the Mantis, the BR20 and the BI40X.
Fantastic. Andrew Flatus from Humanware, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.